Good morning, 8:26 here on the Mighty 690. We have the pleasure of having in studio Superintendent of South Coffeyville Public Schools, Mr. Daryl Pruder. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well, and good morning to you and everyone else.
Hey, good to have you on here. And man, it's just hard to believe we're talking about this, but school is starting this week.
Yes, we start Thursday, Friday, our first 2 days of school. Football practice is going on, cheerleading practice, all of that's already taken place. We've already had softball games and I think 4 or 5 softball games already, so.
How are the repairs? I know you've been working real hard on it over the past several months after the flood and stuff. How is all those coming along?
We should be ready. I mean, we were putting the countertops on the elementary office this week or the end of last week, so I haven't checked this morning, so I'm hoping it's done. But we're still moving stuff around. We've moved teachers around. We've added some new staff and moved some classrooms, and it has been a busy summer. I'm ready for school to start.
Right? You might get a little bit of a break. Who knows?
Yes. We're adding some rubber mulch to the the older playground. So that'll be a surprise for kids when they come back to see a fall surface, which we've needed to add for several years. But finally, we've got it. So that's going to be nice.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So we do have a meeting tonight, 6:30.
We do. 6:30 at the high school in the board office.
Okay.
And the agenda is we'll start at 6:30, and then we have the roll call, and then the consent agenda, which we pay all the...
You're good.
The consent agenda, and we pay all the bills, and then the first thing, item for business, is an executive session. And then they'll go back into that, and that executive session is really just to talk about if they want to give me a raise to set my pay for this year. And then the next item after they come out of executive session, if they vote to give me a raise, that'll be the vote there. We've offered a nursing position to Tia Lamb, and so they will vote on that, consider action on that. And then the next real item is to offer driver's ed during the school year, and we've got that scheduled in, so I hope they approve that. So,
has driver's ed been offered in the past, or would that be new?
We've offered driver's ed in the summer.
Okay.
And so this year we have some students that wanted to take it during the year, so we added that back into the schedule. We didn't have it last year. We'll have it this year.
Cool.
If the board approves it, which I think they will.
Sure.
And then a next item would be to consider the increase of student lunches, and we're going to ask them to increase it from $3.15 to $3.25 for student lunches, and cost of food is getting up there, and we still supplement that quite a bit, but that'll help a little bit there. Adult lunches will jump from $4.84 to $5, and that's just a pretty good meal for $5, but that'll take place, I believe. And then we have the item 16 is to consider the state convention for the school board members to attend, and that'll be at the end of August 24th, 27th, and that's a requirement for Oklahoma school board members to attend that. They have so many in-service points they have to receive, and that's a good way to get it all done. So that'll be the weekend of the 24th and 27th, so all the board members should go to that. And then Welch State Bank has called us, and they're replacing their generator at the bank, and they've offered to give us the one they're no longer going to use. It's a little undersized for them, but so the board will take action on that to accept that generator or that gift, and then we'll have to install it ourselves. But that'll help if we might be able to use that at the cafeteria end, and when the power outage, we'll still be able to have electricity for those freezers. And
oh, sure. Yeah, avoid some loss there.
Yes, avoid some loss, because it happens. Power outages quite a bit, and usually they're short,
mm-hmm.
but you just never know.
That's
so
right.
This would be a nice backup plan, and that's a great gift from Welch State Bank. Then the next item is we're looking to replace the football lights. And that would be for Musco Lighting, and that's about $170,000 that we've asked the board to take action on that, so we can go ahead and get started on that. And that also involves the Welch State Bank, because we would do a lease purchase through Welch State Bank to do those. And that's replacing the old wooden poles with the new aluminum poles and new LED lighting. So Coffeyville will be able to see our football field. It'll be a light in the sky. We hope.
That's great. Well, and especially with those LEDs, it save you on that that expense of replacing those bulbs every time, too.
Yeah, we hope so. And, I mean, every year we've had a power outage in the middle of a football game. We either have one side goes out, the others. We don't have both sides go out at once, it doesn't seem like. But so we'll play at half the field or take a 10-minute break till they cool off and reset them. And so this is really a nice improvement for us. And with the help of Welch, we'll be able to get that done. And then we're also looking at, we have several new teachers, and we haven't done this in the past with pay, but we're looking to do a $500 stipend for mentor teachers, because we have a lot of them. These are the new teachers that will be their first year. And so we'll ask the board to approve a mentor stipend pay for those teachers that are mentoring those new ones. And then I'll have a little report on school business, which I don't know what we'll do there yet. Then new business, we have a school security grant that we will start looking at replacing some doors, some windows, and some other stuff. And this is through the state of Oklahoma. They've set aside a couple million dollars to give to school districts. And so we'll be looking at doing some more upgrades in security. And that should be it.
Okay, and were you able to get this chip seal done over there?
No.
Okay.
Has been a long summer trying to do that.
Sure.
They were going to do it last Tuesday, and their chipper broke down, and we've had the parking lot cleared for weeks now, just to give them every opportunity to do that. But the county's doing that, and we're just thankful. The parking lot really looks good now. It's just not sealed.
Sure.
But I'm assuming they will get that done sometime this year.
Okay, we'll get that done eventually, and that's going to be great.
Exactly.
When it is.
If we just keep kids off from tearing it up, we'll be we'll be fine. But no, that's not done yet. And with this rain, it slowed them down again.
Yeah.
So it'll be a busy night, but a good night for South Coffeyville School Board. And we had a couple board members have to choose. We had ball games going on tonight, and a couple of them have students that participate or athletes. But with the rain, they may be able to come to the board meeting, so I'm hoping we'll have everybody there.
Okay. Well, you know I'll be there.
So. Yes, you will be.
All right. It sounds good. Well, Superintendent Darryl Pruder, thank you so much for stopping
by. You're welcome. It is always a pleasure to come by.
Great to have you on. And we do have Dr. Krell. We'll be up here in just a few minutes, as we'll have his report here in a bit. 70 degrees right now in Coffeyville.